In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So for those of you that are new to the show, this is what we do. Every Wednesday, we have a player on from one of the three local schools if their team wins. So this week, we cannot have a KU player. They lost. Hopefully, we have a player on this upcoming week because they beat UNLV. We were unable to get a K-State player this week because of their schedule. They play on Friday as opposed to Saturday, so it kind of changed their media availability. Didn't really line up, but they told us that we would get Avery Johnson next week if they win. Excited? I never talked to Avery Johnson before. So we do have a Missouri player this week. He plays defensive line. His name is Christian Williams. He is going to be the Missouri representative for them since their team won. Good luck to them this week against Boston College. I will be in attendance for that one. My first question to Christian is, how did you enjoy the new college football game? You're in it.
I had gave my copy away to a little kid, but from the experiences that I had with it at the SEC Media Day and then just playing it on my older brother's game, I mean, put like this, STP is a lot to prove on the game. Of course, it's a great game, you know, but you know it can have some improvements on it. So I'm not really just too judgy about it.
All right, right now we're talking to Christian Williams. He plays D-line at the University of Missouri. This is where we ask you just random questions to learn more about you. There is an internet controversy right now. Kendrick Lamar was announced for the halftime show. A lot of people think that Lil Wayne should be the halftime show performer. Who do you think it should be? Should it be Kendrick or should it have been Lil Wayne?
Ah, I give all my credit to both of them, but if I had to pick one, I'd probably pick Wayne, man. I'd probably pick Wayne. I grew up listening to Wayne.
All right, what's one thing that you have on your bucket list? What's one thing that you want to accomplish?
Bucket list, I would probably say go skydiving. Or just travel all continents. One of the two. That's probably like one of the top ones for me.
I can't imagine just going out there and just tackling somebody for a living. It seems really painful. You do it every day. I can't imagine sitting in a perfectly good plane and then wanting to jump out of it. Doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense, Christian.
Man, I'm an adrenaline junkie. I can't lie. So, I mean, I love stuff that gives me thrill. I love stuff that is taking me out of my comfort zone.
Have you ever gone like bungee jumping or anything? Have you done anything close to skydiving?
I mean, if roller coasters count. Other than that, nah, I need to. I'm definitely going to make a plan to do that within the next year or two.
I'm going to tell you a story, Christian. I was a kid. I went to Six Flags in St. Louis, and there was this roller coaster. It was called the Mine Train. I got on that thing, and I'm telling you, it was the most terrifying experience of my life. I've never been on a roller coaster since. I don't want anything to do with them. Keep them away from me.
How was the Mine Train? Like, what you had to do on it?
I mean, now in hindsight, it probably was a 4 out of 10. But when you're 9 years old and you get on this thing, I'm telling you, it felt like it lasted for an hour. We going up and down, and it was too much. I haven't gotten on one since.
You might have to put that on your bucket list, huh?
I'm not putting it on my bucket list. No, I don't want any parts of those roller coasters. You know where I'm fine. Like, I'm the guy, you know who I am. I'm the guy that will hold the jackets while you get on the ride, and I'm the one who's going to hold the purse. Somebody has to protect our things at the amusement park, and that person's me.
Underappreciated.
Let's say that I give you two tickets, you and whomever you want to take. You can go to one place in the United States, and then I'll give you two tickets for somewhere outside the United States. Where are you taking your trips?
Inside the United States, I would probably say, I've been just about everywhere except for New York, so I would say New York. Out of the country, I would probably say, I'm going to just go out on a limb and say something like London or something. I don't know.
All right, a couple more random questions here for Christian Williams. He plays D-line at Missouri. All right, would you rather have pizza every day for breakfast, or would you rather have pancakes for dinner every day?
Pancakes for dinner every day, easy.
See,
I stop eating cheese.
All right, see, this is why I'm picking pizza. This is why. There's so many different kinds of pizza. You can have a breakfast pizza. You can have sausage. You can have pepperoni. You can have supreme. If I'm eating pancakes every day, there's not too many ways I can dress up the pancakes. I'm going to get tired of the pancakes way before I get tired of the different versions of pizza.
You're right on that. You're definitely right. What about like a McGriddle, though? Would that be considered a pancake?
No, because then you got sausage and I got egg and bacon. No, that's a well-balanced breakfast, a McGriddle. No, you can't count a McGriddle. That doesn't count. You're trying to find different rules for the question, Chris. That's not how it goes.
I'm going to take pancakes, too. I'm going to take it. You definitely made a point on that, though, as far as just how many different things you can do with pizza.
All right, so you can pick either having your shoes be two sizes too big all the time, or you have to wear a size down. Which one would you rather have? So your shoes are going to be too big. So I don't know if, like, I wear a 13. That'd be either me wearing a 15 or me wearing a 12. Which one would you rather do?
See, I wear a 15, and I for sure don't have no intentions on wearing a 17. So I'm just going to take the one size down and give it a 14.
All right, last one here. If you could be best friends with any fictional character, so like somebody in a movie, somebody in a TV show, a superhero, a fictional character, who would you pick to be one of your best friends?
Fictional character. I would probably go with, I'd probably say a Joker, man. I don't know. I just feel like his personality is just something that's kind of contagious that you want to be around. But I don't know. I'd probably say the Joker.
That was the most D-line answer I've ever heard in my entire life. That's the most defensive lineman answer I have ever heard. That is Christian Williams joining us on the show. He plays at the University of Missouri. You know what, Christian? Every time you guys win, we want you to come back on the show, man.
Man, as long as y'all invite me, man, I'm there, man. I appreciate that.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.